This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois will soon have an updated curriculum on sex education, one that supporters say is more inclusive, culturally relevant, and based on national standards. But some lawmakers say the law goes too far by introducing sensitive topics too early. If you attended public school and some private schools, you probably remember a lesson or a unit around the birds and the bees. Most of us as teenagers had conversations in health class around safe sex, or maybe no sex, and how hormones were changing our bodies. But often they were limited to just that. Now Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law to expand health lessons in grades kindergarten through high school. They will acknowledge different sexual orientations and gender identities, and also be more culturally relevant, covering topics like sexting and how to protect oneself online. The Illinois State Board of Education has been directed to develop a curriculum by next year that is based on the national sex education standards. Joining us now to talk more about this is Nora Gelperin. She's Director of Sexuality Education and Training at Advocates for Youth. She was part of the team that developed the National Sexuality Education Standards, Core Content and Skills K through 12, as well as the National Teacher Preparation Standards for Sexuality Education. Nora, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
We're also joined by Bridget Leahy, Senior Director of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood Illinois Action, which supported the curriculum standards. Bridget, welcome back to the 21st.
Good afternoon.
And I'd also like to welcome Marcia Berkey, instructor at the School of Health Studies at Northern Illinois University.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Nora, I'm going to begin with you. The Illinois law will require the Illinois State Board of Ed to adopt a curriculum based on the National Sex Education Standards. How were those standards developed?
Yes, wonderful question. So a group of over 50 experts from adolescent medicine and health, from education, from public health, psychology, all came together and looked at what the different students should learn at different grade levels and really decided on what was age and developmentally appropriate, what was medically accurate, and a balance of content and skills that young people need and deserve to lead sexually healthy lives.
How many states use those standards?
Yes, there's many states, and actually data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in a recent study of school health policies shows that over 40% of school districts in the United States actually use the National Sex Ed Standards to inform their programs and practices.
Marcia, I'm curious what you hear from students or maybe teachers in training in your college level health class about what they learned in school when it comes to sexual education.
It's very interesting. My college classes, which is the first question I ask them in my sexuality classes, where did you first learn about sex and what did you learn? It's amazing. Most of them say, I learned through my friends. I learned through porn. I really wish I would have known more. And they say, I really wish I would have learned more from my parents. They're a very small handful of students that learn from their parents, and that is fantastic. And we wish that there were more, that there was initial conversation started with their parents. They all remember their sex ed class, which is kind of interesting. If you asked other people, what did you remember about any other discipline? And I'm not knocking those disciplines. Their memory might not be as vivid, but they all remember their sex ed class, whether it was good or bad.
Interesting. I'm struggling to remember mine in junior high, and I don't have a very solid memory. I remember it happening. I just don't have much memory about it. Bridget Leahy, before we need to take a break, just briefly, can you talk about why you and your organization supported Illinois adopting these new standards? And you might be muted in this Zoom era. Bridget Leahy, are you still with us?
I'm sorry.
Nope, it happens.
I'm here. Okay. Planned Parenthood Illinois Action supported the legislation because we believe that every young person deserves to have the information they need in order to be safe and healthy. That includes making safe and healthy decisions. It also includes understanding their bodies really having the tools and skills they need to negotiate relationships and be happy and healthy in their lives. And we also supported the legislation because we saw it was time to make sure that our sex education in Illinois is inclusive of students who have usually been marginalized. That would include LGBTQ students, mm-hmm. parenting students, sexually active students, students who are living with STIs, yeah. and students who have been victims of domestic violence, interpersonal violence, or sexual okay, violence.
We're going to need to take a quick break, and we will continue this conversation here on the 21st in just a moment. Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about new sex education standards adopted for Illinois. All grade levels, K through 12, will be learning about health and safety. And the curriculum or standards, we're going to get into that, are said to be more inclusive for grades 6 through high school. We're talking about this with Nora Gelperin, who's Director of Sexuality Education and Training at Advocates for Youth. She was part of the team that developed these national standards. We're also speaking with Marcia Berkey, who's an instructor at the School of Health Studies at Northern Illinois University, and Bridget Leahy, Senior Director of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood Illinois Action, which supported the curriculum standards. If you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And Bridget, you before the break, we were talking, and you messaged one of our producers. I want to be clear about this. I think I might have introduced an error, and my mom, who's a retired school administrator, can educate me later on these fine points. But curriculum versus standards. What exactly is the State Board of Ed doing and versus what local school districts have to do or don't have to do in terms of this new law?
So the law that was just signed by the governor requires the State Board of Education to adopt rigorous learning standards around personal health and safety and sexual health education in grades K through 12. Those are standards of what students should be learning at certain age levels so that it's age-appropriate and comprehensive. However, the local school districts are the ones that will select the curriculum. They will also make decisions about if and when they will be teaching these topics to students. The law does not require any school to teach sex education. What it says is if the school teaches sex education, then it has to teach according to the standards. And the school retains that local control to select materials, curriculum, tools, whatever they want to do to make sure that they are teaching according to the standards.
All right, Nora, I want to ask you if we can talk about what some of the changes will be in terms of what students would be learning. I think sometimes you see, people who maybe want to make a political point will put out a headline, sex ed is going to be in kindergarten. And, you know, the mind sort of fills in what things we might be telling kindergartners. But what actually would, say, a kindergartner be learning under this change in standards that they wouldn't have maybe heard before?
Sure. So similar to any other academic discipline, we want to start with the basic building blocks. And those include elements around family diversity, around bodily autonomy and safety. We want to talk about what makes a good friend. How do you respect the boundaries of somebody else? Just like we wouldn't start teaching math by jumping into multiplication or algebra, we want to start with those basic building blocks with our youngest learners so we can add on to them sequentially as they grow and develop.
And when you say family diversity, so this is, I know my own child comes home and talks about one of his friends has two dads, I think, or something like that. That's the sort of thing you're talking about there.
Yeah, so we know these days family comes in all shapes and sizes. Some folks are being raised by one parent, some folks are being raised by a grandparent or parents of the same gender or foster parents or adoptive parents. So we want to make sure all of our students are seen and affirmed in the classroom, as are their families. And those lessons are really fundamental and important to set the basic building blocks of respect and dignity and making sure all people are treated in those ways.
And what do you say to parents who say, you know, I'm a little worried, you know, there's different ideas of what is age appropriate, and parents who maybe don't want that sort of thing talked about with their children?
Sure. So parents always have the right to opt out their child if they deem the instruction that the local school district has determined is best for their students is not in alignment with their family values. So parents always have the right to do that. And I would say sex education and family life education for our youngest learners is really an issue that the vast majority of parents support. Poll after poll over the last 30 years has really shown that upwards of 80% of parents are in support of students receiving age and medically accurate information, knowledge, and skills so that they can make healthy decisions both now and into the future.
So, Marsha, I want to ask you, we send out text messages to some of our listeners and ask for their questions and responses before we have some of these discussions. We heard from one who said, my six grandchildren range from 5 to 16. I think about their futures all the time. How sad if an unwanted pregnancy or STD were to sidetrack their life plans for education, success, and happiness. They need all the info they can get to protect their body and reputation and be free of family responsibilities until they are ready. I'm not familiar with state laws on sex ed, but nature will drive them into adulthood, so better knowledge than ignorance. Marsha, I wonder if you could address that, the point in that text. What sort of topics should be covered at the higher grade levels, like high school students?
When you get to high school, if you are talking about, for instance, STIs at that level, it's maybe a little bit too late, but you still need to review that and go over it. She has a range of children there. And yes, it is a roadblock or a kind of a barrier when you have an unwanted pregnancy. But as Nora said, when you start younger and they have this general knowledge of my body and what feels normal and what's appropriate, then that's an excellent path to follow. If you start this in middle school, it's like all of a sudden this is the big hoopla, the big Super Bowl. They've already had so many questions. Some of them don't know where to go at that point. So when we take this all the way through, this is a normal part of life. Our sexual part of us comes from, we've heard this term, from the womb to the tomb. We are sexual beings from whenever. So yes, you still need to address those relationship issues, that consent when you get to middle school and high school. A woman does get pregnant. Where is a reliable place for her to go for information so she can make the right choice for her? And her friends are not going to do that. So she needs to learn, weigh in, what's my reliable source? Where can I go in the community? And this is what part of our national sex standards address is accessing valuable resources and information so these students know exactly where they can go and where they can go anonymously.
I want to ask now about some of the objections we've heard to this legislation, a lot of it from conservatives, not exclusively, though. And I should mention, we did ask to have a Republican state representative come on the program to talk about their concerns today. We did not hear back. There is a session happening in Springfield. But we did pull tape of State Representative Toni McCombie from Savannah mm-hmm. sharing some of her concerns last week on the PBS station WTTW in Chicago.
We want kids to know the difference of good touch, bad touch, bullying, health and safety precautions. Also agree about learning about consent. But this here is determined, this curriculum will be designed on the National Sex Education Standards. And that's where I have an issue. I don't understand why we're getting away from the state. Has the state, was there any data showing that the state wasn't developing curriculum that was keeping kids unsafe or in a position that they were not able to educate themselves? The age appropriate is also pretty sketchy, in my opinion, because it doesn't define it. So what one feels is appropriate for a K through three, another might not.
I don't know if each of you want to weigh in on that, but Marcia, maybe we can begin with you. Can you address some of the points you made there?
Yeah, age appropriate, if this is true, some people are going to say, well, what's appropriate for this child, may not be appropriate for somebody else. This is where the teacher in your local schools have to assess what is appropriate for their children. It is, I don't think you were ever going to get someone to agree on this, what is age appropriate for my child. But there's a lot of research in these guidelines, in these sexuality standards, and psychologists that have determined, yes, this is what generally is age appropriate. Now, you've got your children with cognitive disabilities and learning issues, and you may have to take a different path for that. As far as Illinois, do we have sex standards in Illinois? We are always referred to the national sex standards, the CDC or the HECAT. We have the state learning standards for physical education and health. They are very kind of broad. They don't specifically mention sex education. So I really don't know where she kind of was coming from when she said, where's the data on the state? Because every state does it differently. Every school district does it differently. Mm.
Nora, I wonder if you want to weigh in on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a common misconception that Bridget spoke to earlier, the conflating of sexuality education standards and the local curriculum. So just like as is best practice, the state of Illinois and the State Board of Education will generate student learning standards based on the national sex ed standards, but those are wholly different from curriculum. That will be determined by local control by your school districts in Illinois as they determine for themselves what is most appropriate for their students at various grade levels, what is informed by public health data. But just to be clear, standards and curriculum are not interchangeable. They're actually two very different sets of things. And just to also add in, we know that students really need and deserve this information, that sex education, and as it's been studied over many decades, has really shown to help students make healthier decisions. It helps increase academic achievement. It can really help do a wide variety of things in addition to postponing sexual involvement, decreasing the number of partners a person may have, and increasing the use of effective contraception. So it's widely supported by the vast majority of parents. It's something that's incredibly effective, and it's something that Illinois young people need and deserve.
And Bridget, I wonder if you could respond to that, or maybe just talk briefly about some of the, I guess, what would you call them, safeguards, right? Parents can opt out. School districts do not have to. They can just sort of drop sex ed. I mean, I have heard some of the opponents saying they don't like the sort of all or nothing approach here. Maybe can you address some of those points?
So yes, there are areas where parents can exert control by opting out. Local school districts have control over selecting curriculum, deciding which grades to teach the subject matter, et cetera. They don't have to teach it at all if they don't want to. But I think it's really important to step back and realize that right now in the state of Illinois, until this law is implemented and the State Board of Education actually adopts the learning standards, there are no standards for sex education. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything that is guiding schools to tell them what would be appropriate or what is important to cover in sex education courses. There's no obligation to cover really much of anything. Our current law is very outdated. It is biased. It doesn't include students. And the result is that young people have been telling us we need change. And that is what we found out back in 2019, before we ever introduced legislation, members of the coalition, including myself, met with youth across the state of Illinois. We met with youth in Southern Illinois, Central Illinois, Chicago, the suburbs, all over the state. And we heard some really disheartening stories of a student in Central Illinois in a class being told that if you are gay, you're going to get HIV and die. We've had students who have been asked because they are out as an LGBTQ student to basically teach the day on LGBTQ issues because the teacher doesn't know what to teach. This is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. And students know it's wrong. And they want us to do better.
Okay. And we are going to have to leave our conversation there because we are, I'm afraid, out of time. I want to thank Bridget Leahy, Senior Director of Public Policy at Planned Parenthood Illinois Action. Also, Marcia Berkey, who's an instructor at the School of Health Studies at Northern Illinois University. And Nora Gelperin, who is Director of Sexuality Education and Training at Advocates for Youth. She was part of the group that developed the National Sexuality Education Standards. Nora, Bridget, Marcia, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is it for our program today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I want to urge you to go to our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can find us on social media. You can also subscribe to our podcast. We're also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.